From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It took 14 days of deliberations, but a Chicago jury has found former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich guilty of making false statements. That was the only count that the jury could agree on unanimously, and that has forced the judge in the case to call a mistrial on the other 23 counts. For more on this story, I'm joined by NPR's Cheryl Corley, who is at the courthouse in Chicago. Cheryl, one count to conviction, 23 counts deadlocked. Doesn't sound like good news for the prosecution.
Not at all. Robert, it was just such a stunning verdict, mostly because the government had presented this plethora of charges against the former governor, accusing him of running what they called a corrupt Blagojevich enterprise, of course trying to sell the Senate seat once held by President Obama to the highest bidder. That was one charge. And basically that he used his office and its influence as he conducted state business to try to get campaign contributions or cash or some sort of job for himself and others. 24 counts in all. But the jury found the governor guilty of only that one count of making false statements. They said they didn't believe that the former governor didn't keep track of campaign contributions or that he kept a firewall between politics and government.
And how did former Governor Blagojevich react to the verdict?
Well, in the courtroom, he was very somber, and there was very little reaction, which was odd for a man who'd been so talkative leading up to this trial. But outside the courtroom, when he got to the lobby, he was back to his talkative self, taking aim at the U.S. Attorney's office.
The fact that the government threw everything but the kitchen sink at me, that on every count except for one and every charge except for one, they could not prove that I did anything wrong, that I did break any laws, except for one nebulous charge from 5 years ago.
And he's referring to a conversation that he had with the FBI where he told them that he kept a firewall between his political office and Illinois government.
He's calling it a nebulous charge, but it's a charge of which he's been convicted. He could be sentenced to, is it up to 5 years in prison?
Up to 5 years in prison would be the maximum, with a fine of $250,000.
During these past 2 weeks, Cheryl, what signs did the jury give of where it stood in these deliberations?
Well, you knew it wasn't going very well. Almost from the beginning, they sent a note to the judge early on asking for the closing arguments of the prosecution, which laid out the government's entire case in great detail. So there was a lot of speculation that, you know, they needed that to get through these 24 counts. They asked for the testimony of all the witnesses. They didn't get that. And for a while, they didn't send any more notes until late last week, when the jury sent a note to the judge telling them that they had reached a verdict on only two counts at the time. They couldn't come to terms on 11 others and hadn't even considered 11 more. So Judge Zagel told them to deliberate some more and to come back with a verdict. They came back with this one where they...
Although only two counts is one more count than they were unanimous on
yes,
today when they
yes,
reported the verdict.
Yes, absolutely. They sent out another note today saying that they needed to hear or wanted their jury oath, which required them to deliberate, maybe suggesting, they were really having some trouble in the jury room. And they asked how they should fill out the jury form if they couldn't reach a verdict on a count. So,
what does U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald say about this now?
Well, he was very brief and only said that they would retry the case.
We have a court date set for next week, next Thursday, to set a trial date. So for all practical purposes, we are in the mode of being close to jury selection for a retrial.
And so they're going to meet a little more than a week on the 26th to discuss when that trial date should be.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're quite welcome.
It's NPR Cheryl Corley in Chicago on the verdict today in the Blagojevich trial. He was found guilty on one count. A mistrial was declared on 23 other counts.